Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. We got Melissa and James here with you at 8:04 on the clock, and we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Oh, we continue to be busy. Yes,
I can only imagine. Yeah, I could hear it in your voice too, Paul. It is a little bit dicey here, of course, the roads and everything, but it does look like we're getting a little bit of a moment of calm here as the day is beginning. What does the rest of the day look like for us in the next couple of days, Paul?
Yeah, still looking at some scattered rain showers. Still again, rule out some freezing in some spots with some of that rain here through the midday hours. We'll see a few more of those showers today. Otherwise, highs at about 38 with an east wind 15 to 25. Winter storm warning going into effect tonight and then continues through midday Thursday. And indications put some of those rain showers, maybe a little mixed precip around here through tonight and then overnight, early morning hours on Thursday. It changes to some heavy, wet snow. It looks like it'll come down in a hurry with 6 to 9 inches falling from as we get into late tonight into Thursday morning. So a heavy snow event here for us, coming down at a good clip here with our highs tomorrow at about 35. Otherwise, with conditions Thursday night, some snow showers, otherwise light accumulations, 26. And then 30 on Friday, more snow showers and flurries. Mid-20s, scattered snow showers Saturday. And quieter into Sunday and Monday, 20 on Sunday with some lingering clouds. Mid-teens for highs. Monday with a much quieter week ahead next week here for us. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Just got to make it to Monday. That sounds like the way it's going to get a little better then.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul,
yeah.
The winds that we've been seeing, because especially this morning and everything, typical for this kind of weather, or is it a little bit more extreme? I know that they were talking about it possibly being more extreme.
Yeah, certainly a little more extreme. This system is certainly a bigger low than typical of what you see. So, yeah, it's definitely bringing the gamut with the precip types and then also those high winds at times. So, yeah, it's definitely continuing in many aspects here, certainly with it.
When I was fighting to get you guys back on the air live with us, Paul, it was for days like this. I can't thank you enough for the information. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, you bet. You too.
Take care. Best in the business,
Paul.
Right there. Our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Stay safe, everybody. You know, and honestly, I did not think about that question beforehand. I was just looking outside, and I've been noticing. So we have, of course, our artillery right across the street from us. And we mm-hmm. say a good morning to our friends over there and appreciate them and all their service. We have two great flags, the Wisconsin flag, the American flag, that I get to see every morning along with the sunrise. Can't tell you how much mm-hmm. I love that. These flags are going crazy this morning, everybody. These poor flags have no idea. Usually they're going to the right, well, from my right. Today, they're literally going left, right. I saw one of them ask the other one, hey, what do I do here? They're very confused. It's very windy out there. It's just a wicked wind, too. So be careful of that as well as the roads. And just be careful. Look out for each other. Take it easy. Slow down.
Yeah. Extra time if you've got to be on the roads.
From my place to here, I'm about 5 to 10 minutes, not even. And I left early today. Still took me almost 20 minutes getting in here today, just taking it easy. And it wasn't just the roads. It's what it's doing to our windshields. It's, trying to clear through.
To be able to see. Yeah. That's the trick.
Be careful out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Our opening topic for this hour, Christmas spirit poll.
All right.
We have a Christmas spirit poll to get to. You're probably getting a good idea of where your Christmas spirit vibes are for this holiday season. So are you feeling the joy or feeling the stress? A poll asked people if they're mostly identifying with the giving spirit of Santa, or the penny pinching of Scrooge, or the grumpiness of Grinch. So, let's see here. 58% of people said that they're feeling Santa vibes.
Okay.
31% said that they're more like Scrooge. And 11% admitted to being in Grinch mode.
Well, at least they admit it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's my thing. I don't begrudge people that are feeling maybe not in the holiday spirit. I can relate to that. I used to be that for the majority of my life, pretty much. I had a lot of bad memories with this time of year and with Christmas and Christmas Eve, and just kind of let that kind of take over the following Christmases and everything. And I realized how silly for me, I'm speaking for myself, how silly right. for me that was, because it felt like I was living in the past, and I was letting... Mm-hmm. I was letting previous people in previous situations take something from me that they didn't deserve to take. They had already taken enough.
Yeah.
I think that it's important to note a difference of somebody who's trying and still struggling and somebody who is just, you know, they're digging their feet in the dirt and they are not going to budge. They want to be this way. They, you know, that whether they realize it or not, they are not looking to change anytime soon. I think there's a difference there with that. And people that are trying, I encourage people out there to give them a shot, to help, to be patient, to give them grace.
Yeah, absolutely. And little bits of encouragement.
And for those that maybe are not in the Christmas spirit or what have you, again, give them grace. You know, you don't mm-hmm. have to put your spirit on them. Just don't. But also don't let that affect your vibe. Don't let that
right.
Interfere with you.
Don't let them bring you down.
Yes, yes. Everybody's entitled to their own feelings and all that. Mm-hmm. And certainly... we've been saying this the last couple of years. It was a hard year. What are easy years? I'm 45 years old. I don't remember us ever having an easy year. I mean, every year has heavy stuff going on, some more than others, certainly. But we lose people we love every year. We lose things we love every year. And we keep moving forward.
The challenges are different every year that are presented to us. It's how we take those challenges and how we learn and grow from them.
You ever have this happen, Melissa, where you're walking through the store and you run across, you walk past somebody or see somebody you haven't seen in years, and maybe you didn't have the greatest relationship or the greatest ending with them, and then you see each other and you have that moment. How are you going to handle this? Because you already made eye contact. You've already seen each other. You could ignore one another and just keep going about your way. Or you got a second and a half to a 2-second interaction with this person. I say right. kill them with kindness. I say be you and just, you know, handle the moment. And that's how it happened. That's what I did yesterday. And I felt great from it.
Good.
I haven't even thought about it till not right now. Like, that's about the amount of time that you spend with a lot of people who are in a grumpier mood or maybe in a tougher mood and everything. It's certainly different if you live with somebody and all those things. That's a whole different conversation. But I'm talking about most people that you're going to run into this time of year. You're not having that long of an interaction with them. Just take a breath, bite your tongue sometimes, and keep moving. I keep coming back to this statement. Choose your battles wisely.
Yeah.
Not everything's worth, getting that bent out of shape about.
No. But a smile is free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A smile, a support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything. Mm-hmm. And go so much farther than any of us really realize. Doing those things, you may run into a Scrooge who turns into a Grinch, who turns into, you know, the Grinch at the end of the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Heart grows, three times.
Can I say something as a side note, though?
Sure.
Somebody should, I really feel like the Grinch should get that looked at. That doesn't seem normal. That doesn't seem like
an enlarged heart is medically speaking, not so much.
I really feel like we missed the boat there as kids. I feel like we should have reached out to the Grinch. Like, hey, you should get that. Look, I'm really happy you're in the Christmas spirit. That's fantastic. That's great. Love your dog. But you might want to get that heart looked at.
You're going to see a doctor. But you know, at the start of that, they do talk about how it's abnormally small to begin with.
True.
You know, this is better for his circulation. It's probably why he's green.
One of the things I enjoy so much about reading Dr. Seuss as a kid is you already have these wild, wicked imaginations, and you read his stuff, and I don't know.
Takes it even a step further.
Yes. I think that while the stories were great and everything, and they had great life lessons and all this, for me it was always those thoughts that you had after the story. Like, what the heck was the Grinch? What was he? What is a Grinch? Right. What is a Grinch? What is
Or you go through this machine and they stamp a thing on your chest. Like, how does that work? What happens in the machine?
Mom, can I get a Wapoozle? I want a Wapoozle, Mom. I want. You don't know what that is. Okay.
Can we make one? Is that possible?
Yes.
I got some fuzzy things right here, and we got, you know, glue.
It was confusing because there would be real animals like the dog and things like that, and then there would be all these other animals that mm-hmm. or creatures.
Snoozles that live up in the...
Yes, snoozles. Yes, I forgot. Snoozles. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think we're going to take our quick a break here. We're going to take it a little bit early so we can get to our birthday and anniversary club a little bit early, and then we'll go ahead and have some fun. I did want to one more time go through some of the closings in our area. School districts closed Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Nacoosa, Pittsville, Auburndale, and Marshfield. For Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield, that's for public and private schools. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had some local closings here for some of our establishments. We had our friends at the food pantry, who the food pantry has the policy that when schools are closed, the pantry is closed.
Yes, for Focus Food Pantry.
And they, our friends at the EDRC, let us know that they have canceled their on-site and meal deliveries for today because of the winter storm predictions.
Yep. So if you have an opportunity to reach out to your neighbors that you know rely on that, do so, please.
We encourage you to do that. It doesn't take very long, and boy, it could be a game-changing thing. It could be a big difference. I don't mean to be dramatic or overstate it, but can be life or death sometimes. And it's very important.
People rely on those services.
Yeah, very true. We will take a quick commercial break, come back, get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and have a lot more fun coming up here on Mornings at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do right now is celebrate all of you. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us for being open and for helping us celebrate the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. As a note, I would give them a call and really any businesses a call.
Sure. Yeah, just to make sure.
And we encourage, we brought this up earlier, 424-2600. If there are any businesses out there, are there anybody out there that are closed for the day that would like to let our audience know, please feel free to call up and let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to dive right into the birthdays, but we do have to rewind for a second. So yesterday we had quite a few of them, and I wanted to celebrate this one with you, Melissa. And she wasn't listening in the yesterday morning, so didn't think it would be too bad if we moved it to today.
Okay.
So yesterday, we want to wish a very happy birthday, a happy number 9 to Daenerys Rowan.
Daenerys Rowan. Happy birthday, Daenerys.
Danny, hope you had a great day. We really, really appreciate it. Danny, of course, one of your old little feet roommates.
Yep. One of my little tiny human roomies.
Such an amazing kid. Such a sweetheart. Yeah. Great, great imagination.
An amazing artist.
Really is. All those kids are. She really is. I love how all of them have their own unique style, too. Like, they all do it differently, but all are very good at what they do. And Danny's been such a sweet, cool kid, and we wish her hope she had a fantastic day. And I say, you can celebrate again today, too. You can keep on celebrating today.
Yeah. We're talking about it. Absolutely. I think it's absolutely a day to celebrate.
Gosh, I love kid birthdays. Can't get enough of them. That's great. Danny, we hope you had a great day yesterday.
Yes, happy birthday.
For today, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Allison Farrow.
Happy birthday, Alice.
Alice, we hope you have a great day. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're a qualifier today, so instant qualifier right there. We do want to remind the audience, though, get us these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. You can go ahead and send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page, direct message us that way. I would not use bird carriers today. I don't think that seems like a good idea. It seems cruel to the bird.
They're staying home in the nest today. Yeah. It seems safer.
Yeah, I just got a text. We're off for the day. Sign the birds. Okay. All right. Wow. That was pretty quick. That was good. Yeah. So
they know how to get the message out.
We really do love celebrating with you guys. And once again, on Sunday, I heard from our listeners out in Finland this time.
Ooh.
Yeah. I asked them, and I haven't heard back yet, but I have asked to our Switzerland listeners, you know, where they're specifically listening, what time they listen, and would they mind if I shared with them on the air? And then I even reached out to them again, because I had a thought later, hey, do you guys ever want to join us on the air?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So I reached out. We'll see what happens. But just to let you guys know. But they do. They love these birthdays and anniversaries. And I know how much our local audience loves them. People still get a kick out of hearing their name on the air and us celebrating and everything. So get us these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, today might be a tougher day, but if you have a birthday today or coming up, be sure to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. You get a free slice of Brian's pie just for having a birthday.
Yeah, and his pie is so good. There's so many options to choose from.
One of the toughest decisions you will make is what flavor to get.
Yes.
That is a tough one. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of our celebrity birthdays here. And right up on the list, Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, okay.
She's 34. She was Gabriella in High School Musical, Rizzo in The Grease Live, and Maureen in Rent Live.
You know what? That's why I didn't recognize it. I have not seen any of those.
Me neither. But I've heard really good things, and I hear she is very talented.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful young lady.
Let's see. Ted Raimi is 57. He was Chuck Kaminsky in Ash vs. the Evil Dead. You may also remember him as Joker on Hercules or Xena. He's also had supporting roles in other movies like Spider-Man, Darkman, and one of the more recent Oz movies. Of course, all directed by his older brother, Sam Raimi, who just an incredible director. Cynthia Gibb is 59. She was Holly on Fame.
Okay.
Cliff Williams is 73, retired AC/DC bassist. Let's see here. Dee Wallace is 74. She was Elliot's mom in E.T.
Oh! Do you know, I don't remember actually seeing that whole movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I need to watch the whole movie.
I don't know if it holds up or not, but boy, was it a good movie. It was I think the second movie I saw in the theaters as a kid, and it was my little brother because we're old had a VHS tape that he loved, and while all the other little kids were watching cartoons and all these things, my brother loved this tape, and on that tape there was E.T. and Burt Reynolds movie Hooper. Where he plays a stunt driver.
Okay.
Not exactly a movie for kids, necessarily, but my little brother would lose it if you tried to turn that movie off, man. He loved that movie.
Well, you know, that's something that today's kids don't get to experience. What's on this VHS tape?
My parents or my nan and pop, I don't remember who it was, they would put it on for E.T. And then, of course, because it was a tape, it would just keep playing. And so he just ended up loving that movie. I think he ended up loving that movie even more. And I keep forgetting to ask him this. I wonder if my brother is a big Burt Reynolds fan now.
I
really got to ask him that. I got to get him that.
Yeah. No, my favorite VHS tape when I was a kid had The Princess Bride, Dirty Dancing, and Teen Wolf on it. But we weren't allowed to watch Teen Wolf. So we had to fast forward through that, because I think that one was in the middle. It was either the first one or the middle movie on that tape. So we had to fast forward through it. But, of course, you always see little bits of it. We saw the parts we weren't supposed to see. Yeah, I never saw the whole movie.
That's awesome. I love that story so much. That's great. Some more birthdays people with us here. Let's see. Joyce Vincent Wilson is 76. Tony Orlando and Dawn from Tony Orlando and Dawn. Okay.
Okay.
Let's
Singer.
See. Yeah. Yep. Bill Buckner. Now some people no longer with us, like Bill Buckner. Born in the state in 1949, passed away in 2019. He played 22 seasons in the major leagues. It will most likely always be remembered for letting Mookie Wilson's ground ball roll through his legs and costing the Red Sox the 1986 World Series. At that point, the Red Sox had not won the World Series for, I want to say, like 50 years or something like that. And it was believed that there was a curse on the franchise, and that only added to it all. Buckner, wow. You know, obviously sports fans, specifically, you know, out in the East Coast and everything can be pretty, pretty dark. Buckner had a rough go of it after that gaffe. and but he always wore it, like he took it on the chin. Like he didn't pull away from the public eye. He still took interviews and many things. And so the Red Sox, many years later, would end up winning a World Series and kind of like killing the curse and all these things. And they brought Bill Buckner there for one of the opening ceremonies, I think like an opening day after they had won the World Series or whatever. And the roar from the crowd, the cheer from the crowd for him, the way that they celebrated him in his career, because he was a great ball player. He was really good. He had this one thing that happened and that marked his whole career, and the smile on his face when those Boston fans were cheering for him and shouting Bill and all this. I'm so glad he got to experience that in his life before passing. I'm not a Sox fan. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm not a Red Sox fan. I don't know Bill Buckner. I don't, you know, pretend to care about him or any of these things. I care about people, and I love seeing stories like this. And I have to say too, I think his story is one of perseverance and one that most anybody, no matter what you're doing in the world, can learn from.
Yes.
We all have hiccups, problem. We all have mistakes happen. Yeah, how do you handle those?
We're human.
Almost every day on the air, you hear me mispronounce a word or something like that. I do this, and I don't mispronounce those words intentionally, but I could easily pre-look up a lot of these words. I could, you know, I have this thing called the internet right at my fingertips. I can do these things. I don't unintentionally. That's not how real people talk. Real people, when they're talking to each other, mess up words sometimes. And we give each other grace with this. Do we correct each other? Yeah, but we also give each other grace with these things. Mm-hmm. I think that Bill Buckner's life is a good kind of show of that.
Yeah, and I just want to put out there, because I don't know this gentleman at all, but I would say something that helped carry him along, too, is his very impressive mustache and eyebrows.
Yes, great mustache. Oh, great 80s mustache. Yes, great reference there. His batting average and his mustache. Yes, both of those, both things to take note of Mr. Buckner. Also born in this day and passed away, Patty Duke, born in this day in 1946, passed away in 2016. Twins Patty and Kathy Lane of the Patty Duke Show and the mother of Lord of the Rings stud Sean Astin. Great actress. Actress.
Oh, and she's played some diverse roles too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a shame for anybody that thinks that her career started and ended just with that. Because she did a lot of other good work too.
Oh yeah, she was in The Miracle Worker and then some even Amityville.
Yeah.
Wow.
She, her work in The Miracle Worker, I would say, is probably her best work. Again, that's not easy to say because she did a lot of good work.
Yeah.
And also born on this day in 1503, passed away in 1566, Nostradamus.
Really?
Nostradamus' last words, "Didn't see it coming." It's a bad joke.
That's terrible.
French physician, astrologer, prophet. I don't know about the profit part, but definitely incredible mind and certainly one of the more interesting minds in human history.
Well, a prophet as in he did make a lot of future predictions that have come true, but a lot of things just happen.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not at all saying that he did this necessarily or anything, but if I'm going to predict, 200, 300 years from now, there is going to be a great war that is going to divide the world. A disease will hit the planet and hurt us.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you're going to wear a shirt one day with the color blue in it. You know, I mean, it just feels a little like that to me. It's just reading a lot of his work over the years. And I will say when I was in college, I read most of his stuff and haven't read much since. But I do think that we focus a lot on the prophecy part of him. There's a lot of other interesting parts of his life and his studies as well.
But to speak to that, the foresight that he had to say, you know, these things will happen to humanity, it's pretty insightful for the time, especially.
It also speaks to a time when people listen to prophets.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like they had a whole lot else to listen to.
True. Very true. But even if there was a prophet literally came to us right now or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think the percentage of people would be that would believe that person or that creature or whatever you want to call it?
I don't know if we should go down that road, James.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should.
It's a shame though, right? I mean, it seems kind of silly. It seems kind of silly. But
Because in his time, he was much more traveled than the people that he spoke to. You know, he knew a whole lot more of the world than the people in these little towns that he would stop in. The difference now is the people that are putting out this information and saying, you need to listen to what I have to say because I'm right and everybody else is wrong, can be combated by people doing their own research and double checking their sources and making sure what they're being fed is factual.
One more time, we want to have some belated birthdays here. Did not see this before. I apologize. The microphone was covering this up. We had another belated birthday from yesterday. Pam's cousin, Judy Eskret Bakken. Eskret Bakken.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Judy lives in Appleton, but she grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish Judy, I hope she had a happy birthday yesterday.
Absolutely. Happy birthday.
And we hope Daenerys Rowan had a great...
Daenerys
had a great...
Yes, happy ninth birthday, Daenerys.
Hope you had a good one. And we wish a very happy birthday today to Allison Farrell.
Happy birthday, Allison. Congratulations.
Sit back, take a listen to Melissa's news, and head on over to Misty's Menu, if they're open, over at...
Call first.
9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Hope you all are in the Christmas spirit and have a good start to your morning out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us on this Wednesday, 8:38 on the clock. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. Looking forward to that. For now, though, I wanted to touch on this. Santa is going to be at the Aquatic Center, Rapids Room, from 5 to 7 tomorrow, December 22nd. Pictures may be taken with Mr. Claus.
Yes, next week, December 22nd.
Next week, December 22nd. Pictures may be taken with Mr. Claus. All we ask is that you bring a non-perishable food item for donation to our local food pantry. They will have hot chocolate for sale in the lobby.
Nice.
That's going to be a fun one.
Down there to get your picture with Santa.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, of course. For right now, though, let's go ahead and welcome in our good friends from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning over there.
Oh, good morning. Boy, that was slick.
How's it going over there, Phil?
Well, slick is the key word of today.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah. Indeed. Sliding into work.
I don't know why that came into my head, but yeah.
Phil, how are things over there at Quality Plus? You guys open today?
Doing really well, James. Thank you. Staying busy and staying happy. So both are good things.
Very good to hear. We appreciate that and appreciate you calling us up. What is your word for today?
So the word for today is imbue.
Ooh,
so I-M-B-U-E, imbue, and it means to inspire or permeate. So something like James is imbued with kindness and curiosity when he talks to his guests.
That's very true.
The cast on Miracle Thorpe on 34th Street is imbued with the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
Indeed
yes.
They are.
So things like that. Yeah, but I thought it was a pretty neat word. And not one I've heard a lot, imbue.
No, I haven't heard that one. I couldn't tell you the last time I've heard that one. I know I've heard it before, but that is a really good one, Phil.
Honestly, around the Christmas time.
I like that one. I saw it. So that's a cool word. Cause it means that that you're inspired or, you got something in you that's going to make you do something good, hopefully.
Melissa, what were you going to say?
I said I hear of that word more around Christmas time than any other time of the year.
Right.
Imbued with the Christmas spirit.
Comes up around the Christmas spirit, I'm sure.
It's a good one for this time of year. Phil, as long as we got you here, I did want to catch up on how things are going with Miracle on 34th Street, the wonderful holiday production for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater that kicks back off on the 15th.
Yeah, if the weather will leave us alone tomorrow. We'll see. Right. I know we're supposed to get some nasty storms over the next 24 hours or so. So we'll see how tomorrow goes. But the first two nights, James, went great. Finished with standing ovations both times. It's just a really good cast. And again, a bunch of well-meaning people in that cast. And Susan Eggman's a great director. And we've had a really good time. And the movie, it's a lot like the movie. I mean, you can feel the heart warmth throughout it. And it builds to the end. And a lot of humor in it, too. They also get a lot of young members to the cast, so there's a lot of energy with the elves coming in. So it's a little different than the movie. It involves some elves in the movie and some different characters that aren't in the movie. So please come out and see it. you know, it's a family play, and I'm sure you'll all enjoy it.
And great way to get into the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well said. Yes, it really is. And this is a great way to not only support your local, support the arts, but have a great time, enjoy a really fun show, get out of the house a little bit, have a little bit of that fun time with the Christmas spirit as well. And you're supporting the arts. And we wish everybody a great run and break a leg. Have a good time. We'll be encouraging people and sending people to the show for the next couple of days.
Thanks, James. Yeah. First two shows have really good audiences and very big audiences, so hoping the next four will be the same way. And it's so much fun when you're up on stage, as you know, James, way more than I, that when the crowd's into it and you can feel the energy coming from the crowd as well and that they're enjoying it. And it just feeds you up on stage, you know, to give even a better performance and to have more fun up there. So hopefully we get some good crowds and come with a joy in your heart and really have some laughter and a good time. Mm-hmm.
Phil, forgive me, was the last time you were on stage before this, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, I only do Christmas shows.
Is that it? Is that you only do Christmas shows?
Only ones that are famous movies, too.
Right, of course, of course. It's, you know, that's a good criteria. I think that's a fair criteria, Phil.
Is that typecasting? I don't know.
Yes. Both these movies are two of my favorites. You know, I'm a sentimental old fool, so... I love both these movies, and so I was glad to be able to be here.
I'll say this. As far as the term typecasting goes, I would say maybe a little of that with Phil and his family, because if you have him or any of his team in your play, you're going to have good spirits. It's going to be a good vibe backstage. You're going to have good feelings around. So there's some typecasting there. If you want a good vibe backstage, you definitely want to cast people like Phil in that. So
that's awesome. You know, it is what you make it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to do something and put some of my life into mm-hmm. something, that, you know, my time. Mm-hmm. Then I'm not going to be there to sit back and watch in a corner, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to enjoy the people I'm with and most of the cast, if not all, are like that. It just makes it so much more. Because you're spending time away from things that you love, too. So you got to enjoy what you're doing and want to be there, you know.
Well, thank you for the enrichment for our community. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Phil, and certainly appreciate what you guys are doing over at Quality Plus Printing. Encourage everybody to reach out to them. All your printing needs. If you have something you think, I don't know if they could do this. Hit them up. Find out. I bet you they can.
They can imbue their talent into your product.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to do it. We have the best graphic designer in the world sitting in here, and a bunch of really hardworking people. So please bring it on. We'll be glad to help you. We're doing a ton of Christmas type projects for people and happy to do so. So keep it coming.
Phil, we're already looking forward to next week's word. One more time, give us the wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
Imbue.
Oh, that's a good one. So a good one. Appreciate you, Phil. You and yours, stay safe over there. Take care, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Talked about a couple of things there. Want to remind everybody that Miracle on 34th Street gets back into gear tomorrow, the 15th. It'll go on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, 7 o'clock shows. On the Saturday, the 17th show, you got a 2 o'clock matinee you can also take in. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. That's all one word, wrctheater.org. And, of course, our good friends at Quality Plus Printing, you just heard from the man. They're open right now. Go ahead and bring all your printing needs to them. We encourage you to reach out to them. You can always reach out to them by stopping by the store. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Encourage you to bookmark and go to their webpage, qpprinting.com. And it's a great follow on Facebook, social media. Be sure to follow them there as well. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get into some more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them joining us. And a big thank you to Phil Hartley and the gang over there at Quality Plus Printing. It's a fun segment. We had fun with that one.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time. So we want to go ahead and touch on this one, Melissa, because we, of course, touch on a lot of world records around here. Mm-hmm. My journey to try to find a world record for us to break here at the radio station at WFHR continues. Well, maybe we have a list to pull from here or to help us come up with some more ideas. We have the 10 weirdest world records broken in 2022.
Oh, all right.
Some records are impressive, like running a mile in 3 minutes and 43 seconds, or even fastest mile running backwards at 5 minutes and 54 seconds.
Oh, wow.
But other records are just kind of weird. And that's kind of our wheelhouse. That's kind of
a little bit. We do weird.
The news site UPI.com put together a list of the weirdest world records broken in 2022. Here are the top 10. Number one, most soda cans suctioned to a person's head.
Oh, I saw the guy that can do this.
It's a local one. A bald guy in Wisconsin did 10 at once. He claimed he has a weird skin condition where his pores suck in oxygen. We did that at the beginning of the year, I want to say.
I think so.
That was a good one.
I don't know if anybody can beat that. Does anybody else have pores that suck oxygen in?
It's going to be a tough one to beat. That I is definitely so. Going to be a tougher one to beat. How about this? Most eggs balanced on the back of your hand.
Oh.
A guy in Iraq did this with 18 eggs.
Whoa. That's a lot of eggs stacked on top of each other.
I'm looking at my hands, and I've got freakishly big hands. And even I don't think I could fit more than 4 or 5 eggs on my hand. He must have had to pile them on top or something like that.
Yeah.
And you've got stillness of a surgeon with hands like that, if you can keep it still that long. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I could not do that. Fastest time to find and alphabetize all 26 letters in a can of alphabet soup.
Are you sure that your can of alphabet soup has them all?
I have never eaten alphabet soup. I didn't even think about that. Or if they would be all the is that like a job at Campbell's or wherever? Like you're sitting there in line at A B C D. Joey, I'm out of D's. I need more D's over here.
You got to think that there's some level of quality attention to detail that you'd have to. Have there at Campbell's to make sure that all 26 letters are in there.
I don't even think we should joke about this, but it is kind of funny to me. It feels like I can't believe we haven't had the lawsuit yet. I got Campbell's alphabet soup and not all the letters were in there.
We were missing L, P, and Q.
My child loves Q. No Qs. Not one Q. A guy in Oregon did it in just under 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was a good one. How about this one? Fastest time to eat 10 Carolina Reaper hot peppers.
Ooh, no thank you.
They are the hottest pepper in the world, and a guy from California did it in 33 seconds.
And then, burned a hole in his stomach.
Yeah, his mouth is still on fire. He did this a while ago, and it is still burning.
Ooh, no thank you.
Mm-mm. No, there are ones that I think are just kind of funny and weird, and there are ones that I think are kind of cool that would be tempting, and then there are other ones where I'm like, what did your mouth do to you?
It sounds harmful.
Yeah. Why are you being so mean to your mouth? What did it do wrong? Like, who hurt you? What's going on here? How about farthest tightrope walk in 4-inch high heels?
In 4-inch high heels.
Man, is that impressive.
That is impressive.
A teenager in Vermont crushed the old record of 49 feet. She walked back and forth on a tightrope and never fell. She decided to stop at just under 640 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
That girl's got balance.
Yeah, that's impressive. That is it. I'm just... I for a role that I did my first big play at WRCT, I played twin brothers, and one of the brothers, Evelyn, the first time you see him, the play opens, he comes out in drag. And being the actor I am, I'm not going to just half this. I got to go all in. He walks out in heels. Now, Evelyn, the character Evelyn, walked in heels all the time. He dressed in drag all the time. So he would be very comfortable walking
in. Very good
at
it. Yeah.
I had never worn heels in my life. and so I'm in my first apartment, and I'm like going over my lines while walking in heels. And I honestly, like in that same play, I had to learn a little bit of Shakespeare and I had to learn how to fence. None of that. Oh, and I had to wear a girdle. None of that paled in comparison to wearing heels again. I will never wear heels again. If there is a role that calls for that, I'm going to ask for a stunt double. Like I don't know how. I have all the respect in the world for women that wear heels. I don't care if they're 1-inch heels, 20-inch heels. I don't care what they are. I got a lot of respect for women. You know what I think of when I think of heels, Melissa? Hockey players. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I watch growing up my whole life watching hockey players have to walk on those blades.
On blades, yeah.
On and off the ice. They walk on them like it's nothing. They treat it like it's nothing. You put on a pair of hockey skates and see how quickly you can act like that. Like, it's the same thing with heels, man. I have such a respect for that. That is impressive.
Well, there are a lot of women who like heels and like to wear them. I don't find them comfortable personally. But one of my favorite characters in a book series I listen to, Lula, she says it's all about proportion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got to have the proportions to pull it off.
That makes sense. It also makes sense why I was horrible at it, because I have no proportions. I'm just a pole. I'm a scarecrow. That's all.
You don't have the balance in the back to offset the front?
No, nothing. Largest gathering of people with the same first and last name. We talked about this one, too. 178 people named Harazaku Tanaka got together in Japan back in October. The previous record was 164 Martha Stewart's back in 2005.
No way.
I believe she was a part of that. I'm not 100%.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, right? Yeah. How about this one? Farthest distance to blow a pee with one breath.
With one breath.
A guy in Idaho who's turned breaking records into a career did it just under 85 feet.
Wow.
His name is David Rush, and it was his 250th world record he has broken.
You know, I think that there are some other things that would go into that, like your surface that you're blowing the pee on, the shape of the pee itself. Like, does he get to pick which pee he's blowing?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. How about longest journey by pumpkin boat?
I remember reading about this one.
A guy paddled a hollowed out a pumpkin 37.5 miles down the Mississippi River.
Oh, my goodness.
His daughter was maybe too proud of him. At the finish line, she broke down in tears.
Yeah, I probably would have too.
I would have
made it.
I'd been crying just that he survived, just that he's okay, right. Yeah.
Well, because I can't imagine that a pumpkin boat is very easy to paddle straight.
Yeah. I feel like if this was like an actually good use of for a boat, we would have been doing it a long time ago. Like, I hope
massive this, gourd boat.
Yeah, I don't mean this to sound bad. I feel like Native Americans would have like perfected that long before we ever not me, but
yeah. You know what's better? Trees. Trees make better boats.
Yeah. It turns out.
In the plant world.
I don't know why, but here's one that I would like to actually attempt. Fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head. Now, you have to add feet, arms, and a face. A guy in Malaysia did it in 5.43 seconds.
Wow. Yeah. I almost think that's one you could challenge, James.
I feel like it. I feel like I could. I really do. I
need to practice.
I don't mean to brag, but even I had a Mr. Potato Head. Even I. I do seem to remember, though, we didn't have all the pieces.
And I'm sure there's parameters. Do the pieces start inside the potato or outside the potato?
Interesting.
That would make a difference.
All of these are great questions because it all really does, like, I don't know how much people have done any like homework on this one, but I do remember like Ripley's Believe It or Not and shows like that when they used to be on. And they used to talk about it on shows like that, like how extensive they are about the rules to these things. That, so if it like with the person with the you know, Mr. Potato Head, this guy in Malaysia that does this, the way that he did it, it's if I want to do it here in Rapids, I have to do exactly the way that he did and the people did before previously that had the record.
Yeah, because if you're going to challenge a record, you can't make up your own rules.
Yeah. Finally on here, longest beard chain. Last month, a bunch of guys in Wyoming tied their beards together and hit 150 feet. The old record was 62 feet and 6 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
Those guys, after they got done tying their beards together afterwards, I guarantee you the first thing out of their mouths, hey, you guys catch the game? You guys catch the game? Like immediately tried to like had to pull
just
up their manhood.
Yeah, down the line.
Yes.
My question is, how did they untie their
beards? Thank you.
And what did they tie them together with? Did they actually physically tie the beards together, or did they use like a hair tie?
I hope it was a hair tie. I really,
I would think so, because otherwise some of those dudes are still together.
Right, yeah, yeah. Because
just hanging out. I refuse to. I'm not cutting this. No, we're going to get this knot out. We absolutely are. No, we're cutting it. No, we're not cutting it.
Larry, I am so dang sick of your smell. I am so.
Really wish you could brush your teeth.
We should have. We really should have thought this through. We should have all taken showers before we did this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, have a bunch of fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.